I've had confirmation that the first 10 beds of the 19-bed short stay ward is due to open from tomorrow, Thursday. So that's very good news, and the hospital deserves to be commended in terms of the preparation for getting those 10 beds operational, and in particular in relation to completing the recruitment process and the necessary recruitment in order to be able to staff those 10 beds. A parliamentary question reply I've received also has indicated that the remaining 9 beds the hospital hope to open in quarter 4 of this year if pending funding from SAILSA. So additional 10 beds will be of real benefit to the hospital, and certainly we hope that patients and families will see that help to improve the number of beds available and reduce the number of patients and trolleys. Of course, it's over 2 years since the hospital first applied for these beds to be reopened, and it's a terrible indictment on the government that has taken this long for the funding to be approved and to actually get to the point where they're opened. And it's essential now that we see Minister McHugh and the government not sit back any further and not allow any further delays in the remaining 9 beds to be opened, and to actually approve the funding necessary for that as soon as possible.
The key phrase in that answer you received is pending funding from SAILSA. Now, we know that more and more the HSE is being told by government to find money within its own budgets and within its own resources if it wants to proceed with projects. Does that then suggest to you that there won't be extra money coming for those 9 beds, and if those beds are to open, they're going to have to be found within the existing budget that's already there?
Well, it's always concerning whenever we're waiting on the government and SAILSA and the HSE to come through with funding, and we've seen that it's taken 2 years to get to this point, despite Letterkenny having a ward available and the physical infrastructure in place. The political will hasn't been there from the government to ensure that the funding was in place to open those beds. And it's now essential that we don't see more foot dragging from the government in relation to this. If Letterkenny Hospital gets the go-ahead and the confirmation that the funding will be available, they will be able to have those beds, additional 9 beds, opened by the end of this year as well, and the hospital very much needs it. So the government needs to get their act together and ensure that we see it up to a full 19 beds as soon as possible. But of course, it is to be very much welcomed, and the hospital deserve credit for the fact that as of tomorrow, Thursday, 10 beds in the short stay ward will be fully operational and fully staffed and being used by patients.